Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant,
and welcome to this special Wednesday night where we are going to be celebrating someone special. And I would first like to say that this is Lady A, and I am part of a group called The Team of Voices. And The Team of Voices is a poetry group under the umbrella of allpoetry.com, the largest poetry group in the world. And we're here pretty much every night with different hosts and different topics, sharing our poetry and having lots of fun and learning lots of things, too. And I would like to say thank you to Deborah Lee, who is our producer and creator of A Team of Voices and the radio programs that we enjoy so much. And I want to thank her for her ongoing support and work that she does behind the scenes. That I know that she does a tremendous, everybody that is involved in this knows that she does a tremendous amount of work to help us and keep things flowing and so that you can enjoy hearing us on the radio. Now, that song that was just playing is a song that was written by our own Hatter, Jay Hatter, and it was put to music by and sung by Shout Amy Shy, and she does a wonderful job of that, and I think it's a fabulous poem, a fabulous song. And so without further ado, I would like to tell you that tonight we are going to be honoring one of our most illustrious poets, Poetic Picasso, otherwise known as Frank. And we're going to be sharing his poetry, his brilliance in writing, and we're going to honor him by sharing the poems that we've written for him, reading lots of poetry that he's written, and having him read certainly lots of poetry as well that he's written. And we're going to have a really fun night. So sit back, kick back, and relax, and we'll get started. And how are you, Frank?
Oh, I'm doing fine, my dear. It's an honor, a privilege to be here with my friends, all of you who are listening, all of you who are on the board, and all of those who I share poetry either through this forum or through the written forum.
Excellent. And I'm looking forward to this, too. It should be a really fun night. There's lots of people that have shared pieces for you, written for you, and have posted pieces that you've written that they would like to hear you read them. And so that'll be really good, too. And the first request, because I have to tell everybody that Frank has the very... First of all, can you tell us a little bit about yourself first, like where you're from? And I don't want to say stuff out of turn. So can you give us a little, just a little bit of information on where you were born and perhaps?
No, go ahead.
Well, and the artistic side of you and when that kicked in is, and just let me, before you begin, we're good, okay, to talk about... your artistic past, your theatrical past, and that sort of thing, so people can get an idea about how fabulous you are.
By all means, let me begin by saying that most of my life was spent over in Europe, where I pretty much grew. And spent, I would say, a great majority of that was in Spain. I spent some time also in England. I spent some time also in Portugal. I've been to many countries as well. And I would think about my artistic background. I've been in theater. I perform live in performances such as what I mentioned, theater. And I've done as well work on the radio. Podcasts. I've done studio work as well with doing dubbing from languages, from one language to another, particularly Spanish to English and a bit of Portuguese and French. And I do as well do studio work when I do, I offer my voice for what they called, they would be called commercials or advertisements. That is to say, jingles at times. More importantly, it would be commercials. I call them advertisements, but they call them here commercials. But pretty much this is what I've dedicated myself in all these years. I would have to say that I'm very fond of my, I wouldn't say illustrious, but I would say my dedication when it has come to the fields of art, which I appreciate very much. And I'm very appreciative of my experiences and my times abroad and here in America as well. And I don't know what else to say beyond the simplicities of that.
I thank you for that. You have a great theatrical voice. You lend that to your poetry, and it is quite, I don't want to say interesting, because it's certainly more than interesting, but it's very intriguing, let's say. And I'm looking forward to hearing you read your pieces this evening. And we are going to Wayne is in the building. Hi, Wayne.
How you doing?
Good, and you?
Hello there, Wayne.
Frank, I admire man Frank that takes his job so serious and works at it so hard. You're a fine gentleman for doing that. Anybody who takes his career that serious and and grows into this, what you did. You did a great job, and I'm proud of you.
Oh, I'm very appreciative of that, my friend. I've always accepted when people say things like that, believe me, I do listen, and I do heed to those words. And I always believe that when we are in this forum, all of us here, we appreciate arts, whether it's sort of poetry, music, or whatever type of artistic expression. And we all come together. We have that fond attachment for the arts, and I do appreciate that.
So we're going to get started, Frank, but there's been, you know, some interest for you to read your poem of the Raven.
All right. just tell me when you want me to read it. Do you have it on the board yet?
I don't have it on the board. Are you able to? Let me see if I can
Let me
get
go ahead.
Let
me know.
Are you
do
able
to
grab it really quick? Or?
Just bear with me here. I have to look for it.
Okay.
Oh, here I found it. Let me just bear with me. Let me just copy.
Okay.
And then I'll paste it onto the the chat room where everyone can see it.
Okay. So we'll start off with this.
It's already up there.
Of the Raven.
Deb has put it up on there.
What is it called?
It's called Return of the Raven. And the unique thing about this poem, I'll give a little bit of history to this. This piece was written 4 years ago. And in that time period, I was writing a lot of these pieces that were influenced by one of my mentors of the dark realm, Edgar Allan Poe. And so I started writing a bit of alliteration. This is when I used to write serious writing. You know, I would really I put a lot of effort into this poem here. And this poem was influenced by the Raven, the original Raven. And this is really a response that I pretty much gave to that, to the first Raven. And in this poem here, you actually see not just the Raven or the return of the Raven, but you also see the ghost, the semblance of Poe. So I do describe him as well, not just the Raven. So this is the piece right here, and it's called Return of the Raven, and it goes like this. Once upon a midnight bowl in Devon, while I wondered, wearing grim, over the tales of a poet lingering in the darkness of those days of yore, while I was lightly napping, I heard the peculiar clapping and a tapping of a gentle guest was rapping slowly at my chamber door. I felt a sudden visitor, methought, tapping there at my chamber door. Only this, and nothing more. Open wide swung the shutters, swaying the bird of uncertain flutters, when a howling wind of thrust had bustled with the ominous hour of awe. Intrigued, I thought the sound unbroken. Eagerly, I thought, was it a token? The fluster that was unspoken behind these hollow walls of lost lore. So I opened the door to the ambience of hollow walls of lost lore. Darkness there, and nothing more. The noise of the stranger, which an utter of an imminent danger, a minor accord of a flashing scare, that shook my feet upon the floor. And this nightly silence of a censer stirred the echoes becoming denser, as the calls made me tenser, from the swarthy bird whose stare I deplore. Just the most horrible sounds of a swarthy bird, who shall ever deplore, nameless here, even more. Flapping wings of might and bane, I felt the creak and strain, and the accursed doors had bitten the fright that I dreaded more, or in the cord of its uneased bearing, its wretched surcease, ever sorrow-lating of its deceit, I hope and pray to see no more. Alas, that sorrow-laden I remember, but I hope then to see no more. It is my imagination, I thought, and nothing more. The glimpse of a wayward man, wandering spectre and wan, with his shabby pantaloons worn, and his mien forevermore, painted with his bonders in coat that no poor gent can gloat of the halls that denote this unsightly bathos heretofore. That thin paternal gleam of this unsightly bathos heretofore, a wraith I thought, and nothing more. He tarried for so long to utter, as though he yearned to mutter in the Stygian days of that hopeless abyss, the word Lenore. A distant damp dew of his graveyard with the selected few, whence his brittle bones stew, rotten away with just uproar. As a square voice I hear from the epitaph of its just uproar. Just a wind, perhaps, and nothing more. In my chamber into the lone raven, no flit or flutter of a craven, the quaint intruder who was passing at my chamber door before, staring with the ebony guise of his scarlet eyes of dark disguise, perched as a saintly prize upon a bust of Pallas above my door, perched solemnly upon a bust of Pallas above my door, perched there and nothing more. Nevermore this ungainly bird spoke that had wild and served the dormant soul tenfold of the Ophelian tenet to implore, in cacophony of a devilish ire, shaped from the brimstone dire, with the burning embers of the fire, and a hall of oblivion to ignore, too barren and too unnoticeable, with this ghastly oblivion to ignore, my madness, and nothing more. Raven, art thou a prophet or demon, an omen or a beacon, henceforth art thou forever the sublunary legend of folklore? Dost thou beguile me with the words of prophecy I must see, or must I soon believe thee, and this tristful truth wherefore? Do the exalted mortals redeem this tristful truth wherefore? Quoth the raven, nevermore, taunting the fervent of sorrow from night until the morrow, that failed to sing his dirge and gave no condign encore, till the lofty halls of Elysium had ridden of its cruel delirium, and bestowed upon him the equilibrium of revered bards galore. I sense his valediction resplendent of revered bards galore. The raven's wings ruffled as he for the war. Bird, tell me of his dirge. Has it been sung yet, I urge, by those divine angels of death who mourn the days of yore? The genuine glory of his wrought quill, the braided stanzas of thrill, hark! The paean of the loyal wheel of his sober peers forevermore. Forsooth, that paean of sublimity of his sober peers forevermore. Quoth the raven, nevermore. But the raven ever unbreakable spoke with a memory so impeccable, as if that mere duplicitous word had haunted with a malefaction before, spreading his long wings indiscreetly, and flying to my drapery fleetly, to warn me of that vicissitude discreetly, that befell upon me evermore. Wrought with a phantom of vicissitude that befell upon me evermore, a whim of death I breathe even more. I want thee that tugged from Lithium that quarth of Nepenthe, the joyous coming of the morrow, so then liberate therefore the law and cenotaph of its insidious solitude, in the drear incertitude, at the door of magnitude, which opened to the fain Aiden of Lenore. The chamber door leading the spirit to the fain Aiden of Lenore, quoth the raven, nevermore. Drown in a shade of those gloom, tormenting me with harsh doom, within the ceaseless dread of this horrid phantasmagoria I abhor. Would I see a following light of mirth, and feast again in this earth, or would I fade away in the dearth of a terrorous night, terrible war? I betook myself to a resignation of a terrorous night, terrible war. Was the echo of nevermore. Art thou a stately raven, or art thou a reaper of this maiden? Tell me, please, I must know, for I heed the curiosity to explore the marvellous mystery that intrigues me to know this history of a barmecide of discovery. Spiteful naysayers denied his law. Is it an imaginative myth? Spiteful naysayers denied his law, quoth the raven. Nevermore. But the raven of no suit of rhyme did not flinch with the chime of those church bells foreboding the paean that shall restore the magnanimous vistage that shall uplift its reforging visage, languishing and a grievous presage amidst the seraphim ashore. For I was told of this grievous lament amidst the seraphim ashore, but was meant by its croak nevermore. Herald tempted to the raven, O guardian of this eerie haven, I sincerely query, is it true, amongst the doubters he forswore, is there born in Gilead found beneath the Pleiades that abound? Shall his voice triumph to redound with the ripples of time herefore? Is there respite for me with the ripples of time herefore? O the raven, nevermore, he quitted before the early daylight, yet he stood firm and upright. Well, broom had yielded afterward unto the essence of a seashore, to the broad compass of the foe, disappeared the silhouette of Poe. The raven flew with the ocular woe beyond the Plutonian shore. Barely his sable pinions had flown beyond the Plutonian shore. The raven's image shall be seen nevermore in the book.
Wow, I have to say.
That's amazing.
That was epic and beautiful and so wonderfully read. I think that you have such a wonderful voice, and it's reminiscent, and I've said this a million times to you, but I'll say it again for those that have never heard me say it, is that, you know, you hearken back to the Edwardian or Victorian period of time and the classical movies that were made in the very early times with, you know, the enunciation of all the words so beautifully and clearly, concisely, and very, very classic. And you just, then that was a theatrical piece that you could envision them on the stage while you're doing this. I don't know if you would call it, would you call that a soliloquy?
Well, to some extent, I would say. I mean, I've recited this poem. I think I forgot to mention here that now because of the COVID situation, but usually when I do performance and I do it live, I do it before Universal students or I do it before anyone who's willing to hear me. I have what you call a little bit of a monologue. I somewhat discuss what I'm going to do. Then I tell them what I'm going to read, and then all of it is me and them listening to me. And most of the people who listen to me always are pretty much the martyr jaws after I get a performance. But this is one of the ones that I do recite, and I have a two-hour performance. The Raven is without a doubt one I do, and Return of the Raven, I do that as well.
Well, it's wonderful. And Wayne, what did you think?
I think his poem should go down as a classic. It's great. Poe would be proud, and nothing more, nothing more. Your eternal rhyme is exquisite, and the storyline is excellent. And at last, the raven did return to the hour of your narration. Great performance. This is the greatest.
Yeah.
Forevermore, forevermore. I bow to thee.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you very much, my friend. Thank you very much. It's been a while, you know, because I'm not doing the live performances because of what I've said. I do miss these pieces today, you know, in a way, and I do miss my performances like that, and this just brought me a good memory. And it's been a while since I've done a performance in a studio or acting theater.
And the crowds, and I miss you too.
Yeah, I bet.
Thank you.
So we're going to, because we have a lot of poetry tonight, we're going to kind of carry on and see what we can finish. There's some SoundClouds that were sent in for those who couldn't come. But I'm going to, let me see. Wayne, you brought something.
Yes, I got a little tribute to a little SoundCloud I like to play, and just to get it out of the way, and we'll get it out of the way and go with something else.
Okay, so I'm going to put it, so it's yours in the room, okay? Because you have a SoundCloud, but you can read it yourself now, or would you rather have the SoundCloud?
You must have the SoundCloud.
It's there. I'll put that on then for you, and... here you are, and I'm going to push the button right now. Here we go.
Ready?
Wayne. Yep.
This is called Shouldn't Be So Nice. When I first heard the voice, I was a little confused. I thought it must be a joke. Then became amused. I know some of his poems were written before. Started to get mad. I was just going to ignore. Started appearing on shows. I thought about getting a gun. I knew he was well versed. This wouldn't be no fun. I thought this guy was Frank. And he really was. Decided to hang around for a while. See what he does. Poems were written at the top of the scale. Then one day I heard him read. I thought, what the hell? There had to be a secret. Or maybe I can't hear. This guy has to be kin to William Shakespeare. I couldn't like him. He was too good at his craft. Then I read a poem. I heard him laugh. Oh, he was sincere, kind, down to earth. He's a gentleman. And my bruised ego is working. We became friends. I feel good when he's around. I can feel his presence. He carries a wonderful sound. He can be dark, oh, mysterious, loud, or dramatic. He can be soft, tender, stately, or romantic. So I made him a spot, one he definitely deserves. How it's so far ahead of me, I could barely observe. I wait patiently. I patiently wait as he mystifies all during his turn. If I listen and stay close, it'd be my chance to learn. Frank, you made me a better person than I truly feel. And now I feel proud that I didn't have to kill. Hearing your words and laughter, such a thrill. I'm trying to get over it and jealous. I doubt if I will. Thank you, Frank. You're the man.
What did you think of that, Frank?
So I was going to write a comment really quick, but let me go ahead and tell him since he's on the air. I thought that was very epic there. The sentiments here. And it is true, you know, we it takes a while for us to get to know each other to a certain extent. And, you know, but when we do actually get to know that person, I mean, to the extent that we can on the air, we find that we have more in common than we don't. I think this was a wonderful, wonderful rendition there. I like, as was usual with Wayne, his usual rhyming is always impeccable here. It's structured in form. He carries a cadence and look to it. And I thought this was an excellent piece here. I really admired the words you express here and the admiration and the sincerity above all. I do agree, there is at times, you know, when we meet someone, we don't know to what extent what we can perceive, and sometimes it takes more, a little bit of learning about each other to know what that person is like, and that we find out that we have more in common than we don't, and we have uncommon.
Yeah.
So this was a
I like
very,
you. I like you from the get-go. I've always liked
you. I really appreciate this poem, my friend. I take to heart everything that's written here, and I consider you a friend, my friend. Thank you. Thanks for writing this piece
like
to me, and being taking your time to be on the show and calling. That's more important.
Oh, we wouldn't miss it for nothing. I wouldn't miss it for nothing.
Aw.
You're welcome.
Really nice. Now I think I'm going to read mine. Because we have a lot of poems here, and there's a few that need to be read, so I'll put mine in the room.
I'll give you a comment afterwards. I'll write you a comment afterwards. Okay, my friend.
That's fine. That's fine. Just enjoy the night. Don't worry about my comment. Just enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Here's mine, and it is called. Going in the room. It is called My Spanish Poet. Okay.
All right.
Here it is. All right. okay, here it goes. If a name can draw me in, 'tis certain Francisco Javier tickles my skin. Spanish hombre speaks the language with finesse, swoonable, yes. Bilingual, English sounds divine with a Spanish accent. Set aside the obvious, take note of his talent and style. A writer pens, then speaks, enunciates each word with Victorian mystique. Commanding orator, Shakespeare, Poe inspire, Oscar Wilde is more his style. Perhaps prepare to hear a story told, sweet, some eerie too. Epic ink of love he speaks, damsels quickly fall at his feet. Should he pen darkness, then ends with an evil laugh. Mr. Price would approve, invite him to be his understudy, and Francisco would agree, roles would reverse, and Vince would be the understudy for poetic Picasso. Let no one mislead be.
Oh. Oh, Lady A, that this was a very remarkable, exquisite as well. I hope that that hat there, it's a Spanish hat. It's actually an Andalusian hat. It's known mostly in the south of Spain. This was just a very beautiful piece here. The fact that you threw my name in there was, which as I've said before, I think very few people actually call me by my actual name, Francisco. And I think you are the only one of the few who actually at times do call me by my name, Francisco. And I do appreciate that.
Oh, I love it.
But, you know, I'm used to
it. Yeah, it's very, very intriguing as well. So
yeah.
I think you should celebrate your name, Francisco.
Yeah, Francisco Javier. It is typical to have the Spanish names are always accompanied with a middle name. It's just typical, it is. But I enjoy this piece here, my dear. I like the references here, of course, Shakespeare, Poe. Wow, who could not be inspired by just a mention of those great writers? Just to be in the category, even for a night, is humbling for me. So I thought you did an excellent job here. I was taken aback by this piece, and I thought you... I just love this dedication as well.
Well, I'm very happy that you like it so well. It's lovely for you to comment. So we're going to carry on, and I'm going to just kind of I think Becky is going to call in, which will be wonderful. Hopefully she didn't say otherwise. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play a SoundCloud for no Stephen. They might. I'm going to wait till the end for him
Becky
the dynamic duo. So let me see. So there's one by Crystal Hope. Just hang on a second. Okay, I'm going to have to check with Deborah on one of them, one that we haven't spoken about. But in any case, and Sky is not able to be here. But here's the good news. She would very much like you to read your poem, The Eye of the Dragon.
Oh,
I'm going to put that in the room.
All right. Just one question. Do you want me to read it in the Old English as well?
Well, you can, whatever turns your crank, it'll be whatever you're comfortable with. I'm going to, hi, Becky. Becky's in the room. And I hope you call in, Becky. Maybe that's her that just rang the doorbell.
Well, she's on, she's on hold.
Okay.
All right. This is a piece I wrote.
Becky.
Go ahead.
Say more. I know I've been gone a long time, but
you have. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Friends,
you
can read it.
Well, I had to be here to honor my friend Frank.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, my dear. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I'm always
crawled out of my hole just for you.
So good to hear you.
Thank you.
Great. You too.
It's good to hear you guys too.
So Frank's going to read his own poem called The Eye of the Dragon, and that's a poem that Sky has picked out for him. So it's in the room there now, Becky, if you want to follow along.
Sure.
So I'll do the Old English, and then I'll do the the modern English, and it's a piece I wrote for her recently. It goes like this. It's called The Eye of the Dragon, Google Theatre of Fortweer, and it goes like this. Wonen oefen begrap spoelde mee vlegen. Over jeer in jern breis, neem jeer in jum, jumen. Roos een en in boegat, neeget er jilden ponen as, vlieflik zeek som. Onen es zeeën of zond, eel es heilig is loo, tima. Onen troten zeeuwder, ze lede men pidemen, kies ik om elfen. Zit ook zonen as es verum, as voor heinen vegen, elles of niet as in is. Ik weet er je oefen, ik reed wegen en kluwen, wiever. Nou, zie ze wegen om drie snedregen het wilde. En je schreef, ver fikonisch liën droge zwerm, wie zien schuur, ik heb moeden snilmen. Af de honderd smersen, die het al een zwielen voorgangen, oefen zwielen al jood van droge zwam, om leed ze zwielen voor, op de benen. Wegen gerichtslich mover en zeeën, ze woon hier die liefde geduurste toer, vroeg de zonnen als diesle nieuwte, of waar in kolen of schouwend naglees, voor eten mee is kreeg, een red, dreig. Ze dreigen woogte zien, schlumaak zien, doeg het helif, stiertje het wief, zien schoor hoer aan schild, wat zonnen, ze als jood, ouder, Sist att vergret, fiken trindan duge kelle tuk sin hilde kroppen i a fyrste se viten in fonen att i en år i den sefren. Dort vi en flappen sin magen, vretig feter fram blotig vinden, en ur duge kelle ser i vägen på den, se fede sin niker klippen, to jungen en smaken gått helet mitt his och hitt heftignet. Wat tot helft triste het heuda en jenem, en doegas in kofa orielden doof wien, regen zeet hond biet kam, al neerselig en dit droog wieten in steken elm, efre vonen as ije graag regen zeerdoeg, bikam dan prettig jenstam. Is ik vonen as niet verzwerd ook af regen kloven, jon zi helft opgifst het weer, wees dolien af zi zekse. Das liege doget fegen leint elfen sturte. This is the model of English. Once upon a time in a faraway land that may return, rose from the clan of the mighty Saxons, a legend of a fearless helif who slew a great dragon, his worthy name known as Elfen. He took the oath to defeat the powerful beast of the night, and upon an early morning he reached the lair where the fear dragon dwelt in the cave. Ready to slay him with his swift sword at once. Through the marshes and dales he traversed until he found the place of a scald and bones, a horrible grave for the foolish men that dared to defy the deadly beast, that were all dead and forgotten in the pit of time. The dragon awoke from its slumber to discover the helif standing before him with his sword and shield, but before the dragon puffed the fiery ball, the helif took his sword and thrust it into the eye of the dragon. The dragon flapped his powerful wings as a rapid wind knocked the helot to the ground. The dragon leapt to smash him with his weight, but the helot thrusted his sword into the heart of the dragon. The dragon became hard stone that broke into bits, but the eye of the dragon became a pretty jewel, shining in the gloomy darkness of the cave. As the helot uplifted the curse of the Saxons, thus the legend of Elfen was born in the form.
Wow. Talk about epic poetry. That was brilliant. That old English language, how did you learn that?
Well, I'm a linguist by trade as well. I started in the course of studying languages. I studied old English as well. I did some Middle English study as well. But I was always enamored by the audience of Beowulf, of course. The wolf make that, and I wanted to learn a bit of what the structure of the language is, and I do incorporate old English. So I do the Beowulf in my performances. So the first poem I actually do recite when I'm doing live performance radio is Beowulf in the old
English. Excellent. Excellent. So we're going to carry on. I'm just going to Becky, how did you? Would you like to read your poem?
Oh, I would love to. Although I don't know if I want to follow such epic reading, but I'll give it a shot. I'm reading in Southern English. Mine's old Southern English.
There now.
Right.
Okay, let me just get the link. Did you put it in already? Because I can put the link in if you like.
I haven't, but I can either.
No, I got it right here. Hang on one second.
Cool. And so I'll tell you, Frank, while she's putting that up, of course, when I thought about writing for you, the first thing that came to my mind was your romantic poetry and how much that always moves me. And so I just thought I would take the stab at a love poem. It's not my forte. But
can I just say one quick thing? Can I say one quick thing, just interject? You know, Becky, just whatever you write for me, has a lot of endearment for me. Even if you wrote in whatever genre to me, just the emotions, just knowing that you wrote for me is enough for me.
Thank you so much. And like I said, I wouldn't miss it. You've been too good a friend, hanging in there and checking on me and stuff like that. So this is called Speaking Frankly. I can't weave for you a bridal gown of sterling silver thread, he said, or cast a crown of pearls for your head. But behind that rickety shed, beside my backyard fence, a flower bed grows with blossoms for year-round rainbow. Yellow goldenrod and marigold unfold a gilded autumn glow. Shivering snowdrops in winter white, spring tulips, sweet as your lips, pink summertime peonies planted on hands and knees. No diamonds or sapphires fill my coffers, said he, but I can offer you a family of stars living on a mountaintop down the lane. And while I can't stop the rain, I'll ride out the storms. If you swing and miss, I'll lend a kiss. My dog bites, I'll buy a cat. If you sing for me, I'll bring you poetry. And if your daydreams and fairy tales run dry, I'll dig you a wishing well. End poem.
What'd you think of that,
right? This was just beautiful. I mean, the words there just reap with, they just exude with a lovely essence there. I mean, I'm just taken aback here. This is just a beautiful piece there, Becky. I'm speechless.
Your poetry, beautiful, right? You always seem to elevate the woman that you're writing about, either a woman or women in general. That always struck me. And that's what I was trying to capture, how the value that you place in your feminine counterparts, and you write it so eloquently. So I just wanted to return it.
No, I thank you. And I have to say, if I didn't have women in my life, I wouldn't have learned as much as what I've learned. I have to always admit that I learned a lot from women, and including you, my friend.
Well, it's good that your mind is open to learning from us because, you know, many don't.
Oh, I always do. I always do from you.
You do.
I still do. Thank you, Becky. I appreciate that. I'll never forget this. I'll never forget this poem, yeah.
Well, thank you.
And I'm speaking frankly there.
That's how Frank speaks, sort of, without the Southern accent, anyway.
Well, I can do one. I can try one of these days. I don't know if it actually comes out. Well, thank you,
Madam.
You're welcome.
I would like to welcome AP to the show.
Hello,
I also have on the line Tila, She only has 15 minutes, so I'm going to put hi, Tia.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how
Hello,
are you?
Tina.
Fine, thank you.
I'm going to put a poem in the room. I do believe I have it here. Hang on a second.
Okay, thank you.
There you are. Okay, I'm going to copy and paste it and put it in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having a party here tonight with lots of beautiful poetry.
Yay! Okay, I guess, oh, here it is. I see it. Right, you can see a ball. And that's our Spanish matador. Yes. So what am I saying to it? Okay, what can I write about our Spanish matador? He's 100% true bull, with strong personality, with good friends, a bit sensitive and shy too. It's been exactly a year now I met Fran on one of his contests and won my first gold. After that, I won many gold on his various contests. Frank, are you listening? When are you going to open your contest door again? I'm missing all my gold. Both
soon.
Of us met on Soul Asylum podcast for the first time. It was our first day. Found out about Spanish history. We did Rumi, Khalil Gibran, Valida, the Spanish Queen, and many other shows together. All of us suddenly, we decided to form our own group with other poets too as a partner. Somehow they were committed elsewhere, we end up doing together. He's a perfect partner with our international cafe. Sometimes we do have our ups and downs. Somehow we talk it out and our cart starts running. Both of us value each, I would rather say, cards start running with the matador. Both of us value each of our members with pride and love. We want each of our members to enjoy International Cafe, as we truly feel sorry when our member leave us. It's sad. A truly brilliant co-host with International Cafe. Let me inform you guys, we have a weekly show too, which is going to start every Tuesday around 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So really looking forward for that. He's a brilliant writer, author of short stories. Do you guys know that he has published his poem and short stories? Check out on Amazon. He's a good Gothic writer and writes many old Anglo-Saxon English poems. I wish Frank all the happiness in life. And that's it. Thank you. End of poem.
Thank you very much, Satila. I agree with everything that's been said, that you said. It is a learning time that we actually spent time, you know, when we first met each other. We started off the adventure there with the International Cafe, and we've got to know each other in that time period as well. I would say out of a few, you probably know more about me there, certain things and times and moments I've actually had my happy and down. And I'm just honored there that you wrote this poem here and remembered poor little me. But with such great regard. I don't know if I lit up to the Spanish matador, but I know that the bull, perhaps, there is a lot of that in me. But I'm grateful that you wrote this piece for me and you took consideration there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right.
Thank you very much for sharing your poetry and this special evening with us and with Frank. I very much appreciate that. And
thank
it's wonderful
so
to hear your voice too. Sometimes we don't get a chance to meet everybody that's on the site, and it's really wonderful to know that.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I will try. I will try someday to join you guys if it's early, because weekdays it's not possible late night. But this 9 p.m. was okay. I liked it. Yeah.
I'm glad that you were able to join us.
Thank you.
I'm going did you want to say anything else, Frank, or shall we carry on?
No, I just want to say, I just want to say thank you, Tila, for calling in.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good evening, everyone. Take care. And I'll be
thank you so much for
you
calling
guys,
in.
Right, you're welcome.
Take
and
care.
I just listen to you. Thank you.
All right. AP.
Yes.
AP, would you like to share your poem or whatever you have brought for this evening? I don't think
yes,
I have you.
Yes, I will. I will.
Are you able to?
No, you won't have me there, Lady A, because it was only finished 12 minutes ago, so it won't be in the list. So.
Wow.
But I have put it on the board.
All right.
And
okay,
this is a reprise of Poe, of course, Return of the Raven by Frank, and we'll see what he thinks. This is reprise of the Raven's Return, and it goes a little bit like this. There upon the sullen rivers of Spain, where wandered once by whim, past the catacombs and those ghastly entrails of awful ends of yore, whilst I lay at repose, I was struck by voices in the midst of yapping, spied a posse of poets tapping pens, gathered rapping once more. This group spoke in hushed tones of accent American English bore. Their presence I felt, and nothing more. One forever young was watching a bird with most sonorous flutters. Through hemlock with the taste of flora did his words gently bore. That was next to a much larger blackbird accent American spoken, conversing to a steampunk man in a token natty hat, an outfit store. As I'd opened the door to the umbrages of hollow words of lost lore, their words echoed as I watched the door. While I could listen and watch their respective pens, I was the stranger, and soon the voices started fading, so all I could do was strain more, until it disappeared to closure of fogs and a night now much denser. The birds the last to leave with a fluster and censure of wings more. Their raucous calls and trills would stay not just years, but forevermore, until left the silence, franked of memory's law. End poem.
Oh, that was, first of all, that was an incredible rendition there. I enjoyed the fact that the way you started this poem, the way you took and encompassed my poem as well, I thought it was sensational. I thought the way you threw in the details as well, in the beginning there, I mean, the mention of the southern rivers of Spain, that was something that just immediately stood out for me there. The catacombs, the references to the ghastly entrails of offerings of yore. I thought this piece overall was very elegant, poetically elegant, I would say. It was just apropos, definitely. I could feel the influence of my poem there, but you gave it another dimension as well. And it does have a remarkable feel to it. There is that classical, you have a classical sense always when you read, and I felt that. I felt as well there is a sense of taking, I felt Poe just brought Poe to me, the memories of Poe there, and I thought this piece here just was an excellent rendition there. A bit of mine, but a bit of Poe as well. He just did a marvelous job of his poem, I think.
Thank you, Frank, and congratulations.
No, you're welcome.
Well deserved.
You'll notice
that I did steal one of your lines. The line 11 is your line in the original poem.
Yeah.
But it fitted well, so I thought, why not?
Yeah. And you threw in their ambages, which is not really a word that really is not implemented much. So I did. I like the way you took in that word, ambages. There is a subtle nature there of what I could see from my poem there. But it was an excellent rendition there. I enjoyed the way you took this poem, the way you recited it as well, and, of course, the tribute is always appreciated.
Thank you, Frank. It's a pleasure.
Excellent.
Mine as well, my friend.
Now, I have to answer the phone. Hello, 856. Who's calling, please?
It's just me. The other phone's about to die.
Oh, okay. I thought that was yours, and it's still on the other one, so maybe it was somebody. Did you want to read your poem for Frank?
Mine is actually one I chose for him to read.
Okay.
And my reason for bringing it is because with us, wait a minute, he did get the comment. Okay, my reason for bringing it is because, of course, it's about the sea, and it's something that we share in common. It's from one of my shows. It's a beautiful piece, and
there
just might be a lot of maniacal laughter tonight, so I figured I would go in a different direction. Anyway, I brought my Mediterranean Sea.
All right.
And I'm going to disappear, Lady A and Deb and Frank, so have a great evening, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for stopping by, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye. I appreciate that.
Okay, talk soon. Thanks, folks. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
This is a piece here by, it's called My Mediterranean Sea, and I don't know what else to say that I didn't say last time, but just what Deb said really took heart to me, Deb, the way you said that. Because I find very few people who can really find in common, a common thing as far as the sea. And you're one of the few people who actually I have a common bond through the sea and the fond attachment of the sea and love for it. So this is a piece I wrote here. I wrote it a month ago, and it goes like this. It's called My Mediterranean Sea, goes like this. My nostalgia is seen in the scarlet clouds, the tangerine horizon of a visible bloom, the memory of a taste of a sweet wine, drenched in blackberry tears of the sea. The sun starts to fade in its gradual setting, as I stand there amidst the bitter brine, yearning to bathe in the depth of its beauty, once more before I've been drowned in its wave. Oh, to be with your absolute divinity, and to know a celestial heaven on earth, like the gentle breeze of the wind beyond the shore of the Spanish coast. My beloved Mediterranean Sea, you are my heart and soul alive. Without you I would fade into time, but my breath drew its last air. May my ashes disperse in your embrace, let my eyes see your true vastidity, as I dream of swimming with mermaids who take me to the kingdom of dreams. If this be just a dream of mine, then let this dream be as real as the sea I had traversed once, on currents guiding my boat. Yo no puedo vivir sin tus olas, no puedo respirar tu olor, me muero con mi tristeza, me ahogo con mi llanto. I can't live without your waves, I can't breathe your smell. I die with my sadness, and I drown in my weeping in the pond.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
See, that's why I brought it, because it was just like breathtaking.
Mm. Yeah, it was going to make me tearful there.
It's a powerhouse for sure, between the visuals, the emotion, your voice, it's just like a total package poem, and you might see that quite a few of us have it, me and Sky and Sweet all have it on a favorites list. Beautiful read, beautiful write. Thanks again for reading it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
Wow. I think this has just been so fabulous so far tonight. I'm very excited about everybody calling in and paying you the tribute that you truly deserve. I'm going to go to, let me see. Okay, Becky, she's dropped, NAP, and Tila. So I'm going to go, let me see. Wait for that.
And Stephen, I got a message from Stephen. He will be calling, so just let that one sit, please.
Okay, and I have a collaboration from somebody else. Let me see, where did I put that? I can't find it now, but I'll find it and I'll send it to you. So I just want to, because we have a few more poems to read and get read. There's one that was you know what? Let me see who's on here. I need to talk to you, Deb, just for a second. Frank, Wayne, are you still here?
How about if you just message me what the question is, and you can keep on trying?
Well, it's just that I got to look and type, and I can't do that and talk at the same time and pay attention.
Do you want me to read one of these pieces that was dedicated? That is one of my own, by Budo. Budo put up my piece there, Scarecrow Man. I could put it on the board if you want while you do that.
The Scarecrow Man, I'll put that in the room right now.
All right. Well, I thought you had to do something. That's why.
Yes, I do, but I just was hoping that somebody could pinch it, but we can't right now. I just had a question for Deb, and I don't really want to ask it over the radio, but so I'm going to put this in the room you to read.
Well, I've put it up on there. It's already up. It's up already. All right.
Okay.
This is the piece that I wrote.
Tell us about
19
it,
days ago. And it's a piece that Budo chose for me to read. So it's called Scarecrow Man, and it goes like this. Within the fields once amazed are the haunting images of evil. By a mahogany of copper surface behind the mysterious rows of stocks. Beyond the sapphire trees of secrets, some stately ravens, some silhouettes, tinted in the ebony color of dread as a spiraling force of locomotion. They mass below the funnel clouds, changing from periwinkle to gold, with amber berry stains on the beaks where the honeydew stalks are found. He bears a vanilla powder green shirt, floating like an acrobat on a trampoline, a flexible puppet on the centerpiece, dressed like a modern scarecrow man. Maggots accompany the tear, ravens bring another headless torso as the brutal nightmare just begins within the killing fields. Yeah. In the poem. That was a. First of all, I have to say that I want to thank Pudo above all for asking me to read that piece there. So I'm very much in debt with him, and I appreciate that he chose that poem. Wayne, what are your thoughts there, if I can ask?
I thought that was a wonderful poem there. I was downstairs laying on the couch. I've been stressed out and listening to y'all talk and read poetry. I was having a great time down there. Y'all stressed out and on my headset. I couldn't answer because I had you muted. So I had to come back up here to study. So I've been enjoying the show tonight. It's been a great show and great reads and great people on the show with you. I enjoyed it a whole lot. And I enjoyed this poem a whole lot too. You did a great job with it. And so I've had a blast tonight.
I agree. Yeah, I have to say, first of all, having you on the show It's always a treat. I mean, we've been on, how many shows have we been on now in the time that we've actually got to know each other in different podcasts or different shows and so be it groups. But I always find common ground if you're always in entertainment as well, because you are one hell of an entertainer, my friend.
I like to have a good time. Always say that. It's nice having you around too. I like having you around. You're a talent and you make everything pretty much professional. You're a good talent, and I like to have you around.
So I do appreciate it, my friend. I think that if we all try to do something and we call is try to, have some fun, try to share poetry and share time as well with each other.
You learn something on the way. I learned a lot from you.
All right. I hope you learn all the good things, my friend.
That'd be good.
I'd have to say I've learned.
I'm going back
well
to my sofa. I'm going to lay back on my sofa. Let's y'all talk some more. I'm going to be laying, being a bit away for a while. Let's talk. I'm going to lay down and listen to y'all.
All right, my friend. If you do fall asleep, there's no problem with that.
Okay, I'm back.
Go
and
ahead,
we have a phone call from 440. And who's going to
be Stephen and or K.
Stephen K.
And he's got to go. And he's got to go to bed. So if we could just get him to do his thing and let him hit the sheets, that would be great.
Yes, I'll put your piece in the room right this moment.
And Stephen, was there background or anything that you want the recording used, or are you good reading?
No, I'm fine to read.
Cool.
Okay, so what your piece is called is Poetic Picasso, right? I didn't hear you, Stephen.
Yeah, that is it. Poetic Picasso.
Okay. So here we go. I'm going to put it in the room. There you have it. Okay.
All right. And before I read it, I just want to say, Frank, congratulations once again. You're always a blast to have on all the shows, and we definitely appreciate all the support that you give to all the shows and all the rooms.
Thank you very much, my friend. I reciprocate the same gesture to you and Jim Kay as well. You two are indelible. You have, I've always said, and I said it, but you have a remarkable ability, the both of you, to have just be great people, great hosts, and just I do appreciate that. If I didn't, I wouldn't have called. Every one of the shows that I come on, I'm very appreciative of that. And you inspire me, to all of you, to take some time from my schedule, and to be able to spend a little bit of time of that with all of you. Thank you very much.
Awesome. And I'm sorry about the typo right now, first line. I didn't notice that before, but there is one.
Oh, that's no problem, my friend.
I call this Poetic Picasso. Got a nice picture there, too. When Tyrion drops down, the fun begins, bringing snacks from his cafe. Crypt Keeper laughs and lets him in. And now it's time to play. Urban legends poetically told, maniacal laugh to boot. King of romance, a title deserved, an Oscar Wilde-inspired truth. A pleasure to have on every show, and an honor to call friend. And on this day set aside for you, best wishes Kay and I send. End collaboration.
First of all, I thank you very much for the piece, for both of you. I do consider both of you friends as well. And you just, all, what's been said, you know, it's a brevity, but my friend, it has a lot of weight in the brief words that you put here. They have a lot of weight and inspiration for me, and I do appreciate that. I'm very, very humbled by all the poems, including this one as well, my friend.
Hey, all for you, buddy. You deserve it.
Thank you very much, my friend. I do appreciate that. And say hi to Kay for me. Tell her I said the same thing. Thanks as well.
No, she's right here.
Oh, there you are. Hello, Kay. I know that, but everyone's used to hearing me being more in the jovial, laughing sense. But there is times where I do get serious, and you do notice in my tone of voice how much I do take things like this to heart.
Awesome. Yeah, with that, I better go to bed. Kay's going to hang on the line, though.
Thanks for calling in.
Take care, my friend.
Okay, so we have, let me see what we have here. I'm going to read one by In Chains, so I'll put that on the board and read that for you.
All right.
Yeah. Here it is in the room there now. And this is called Still Life by In Chains. During the leaf fall, Earth mad squirrel hungry for acorns slept. Hover hawk appeared like corpse in thin air. Scarecrow, a speckled belly of bloodied straw, prickly broom. Heart sack and insect's nest beneath the light of pale blue hickory moon. In dog's tail grass, that is where he'd finally dance. In guillotine of early mornings, breeze to the faraway song of broken memories. And that was inspired by your poem, Scarecrow Man.
Yeah, I know, the one I read on Buddha, on Buddha's behalf. I have to say, first of all, this prompt was, this picture here is just magnificent. The poem as well is magnificent. She just took my poem there and made my poem look, I mean, I say this all due respect, my poem, of course, rubbish. This is true. This is incredible writing here. The metaphors are just exquisite. I just enjoyed this piece here. I cannot help but think of a vivid imagery that she always presents in her pieces. I've talked to her before about writing a collab, and perhaps we'll do a collab, simple one. But I thought this was a beautiful piece here. I just love the metaphors, the way she writes. It's dark, but I do appreciate her in the darkness at times, because it does make you reflect, you know, and it brings up the one thing that I always enjoy, memories.
Excellent. Now, I have one that I would like you to read.
All right.
And I'm put it in the room here now. And this is, let me see here. El Perfume de l'Amour.
Oh, all right. How do you want me to go with this here? Well, I have to see if it is. Trying to figure out if I wrote this. Okay, do you want me to do it in English, Spanish? You tell me.
Well, I don't know. You can do whatever you want. We have. Let me just see how many poems we have left, so we don't.
All right,
let
go ahead
anybody...
and do that. I'll look at this, because it's been over 4 years that I wrote this.
Okay, did you want me to put the poem up that you submitted for him to read? Are you in a hurry?
Well, the one that I shared, I figured Frank could read since it's his words.
Yes.
He's just gonna sit and hang out in the background like the rest of us and listen to him read.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm gonna. Well, we'll do the one that I put in there now first, and
all
then
right.
We'll. To the one that Kay has submitted for you, okay?
All right, this is a brevity, so it's not that long. But I now remember this. All right, this is a piece here. I'll read the Spanish version and then I'll do the English version. Yeah, it's not that long.
Okay.
Well, I'll do the English version first. So it's called The Perfume of Love, and it goes like this. Love is like a flower on the earth in which it lies. Afterwards growing and flourishing, its reddish petals soothe and caress like a present wind. With the winter it withers, upon the night it darkens. The appearance of the spring, reborn in an emerging hope. Perfuming and refreshing our lips, then strengthening in a love, lasting and always growing. Thus is the perfume of love, beautiful and refreshing, leaving its vestige like a memory of a special and existing love. This is a Spanish version. El perfume de amor. El amor es la flor en la tierra que yace. después crece y florece. Sus pétalos rojizos suavizan y carician con el viento presente. Con el invierno marchita, cuando la noche oscurece, reaparece a través de la primavera, renacida en esa esperanza emergente. Perfuma, refresca nuestros labios, luego se fortalece en un amor duradero y siempre creciente. Así es el perfume del amor, bonito y refrescante, dejando su huella como un recuerdo de un amor especial y excitante en el pop.
Oh.
That is my natural, that's my natural voice there. That is my natural accent and my natural voice in Spanish, my language.
Beautiful. All right. I'm going to put Taze in the room so that you read what he's requested as well. I'm just looking for it. Hang on a second. Here we go. Right. And it is in the room right now.
Just bear. Okay. All right, this one's going to be a challenge there. Thank you, Kay. This is actually from about 8 years ago, but it was really brief. It was, I think I mentioned this before, it was a brief stay I had in Ireland. And while I was in the UK, I took a trip to Scotland as well. And while I was there in Ireland, I was inspired by the fairy tales, you know, the lore, the folklore. And this one came out. It's called Call of the Banshee. And it goes like this. Do you want me to do it in the I'm not going to do the Irish accent. I'll try to do a little bit. I'll just do my own. A wistful and wonderful tale sway, which all of the craftsmen in Ireland, and the kinsfolk begin to chanter at will from the byres to a lush grassland. There is a captain hid in Fleet Nye. The elders on his strangers do not tell. It's speaking of the beings that wend onto the whirling wind within the dell. Beyond the drums winding past the farm, along the forgotten rises and shamrocks, where the goblins roam with such dread, beyond forlorn carricks of the hobbits. Hitter by a mire of the wary teens, by the gate to a world of an amazing lore, the dryads hover of brass straightway, in the highest boughs of trees galore. Finland scowl, scare with glow and fright, and the skulking depth of the drifting fogs, in the valley bogs dwell in frolic hallways, in the swarthiness of drusty peat bogs. Dwarfs drudge with wisdom and will, within the steep heats of cold struts, as wooden trolls stalk with crone guises, within the dock of bullies and puffs. Elves prance freely within the lilt of a glee, but the souvenirs of sheltering coves, of gnomes of fine with keen eyes, in the midst of the many-fold groves, whistling cries of the banshee wafted adrift, and the birds of bustling waters of the surf, where the forces and the highlands thump, as ogres in the lowlands wield the earth, a world where the courtly rambled once, before the birds rising at the brink of dawn, at the seeming of a light of water seen, in the leaves upon the back of a fawn, the nymphs open a gate as doors open wide to the pretty bairnlie behind the banshee, as mothers of Ireland share with their children the old tale of the call of the banshee in the fawn.
Oh, wow. I love that. I love the folklore.
The title in Gaelic goes like this. In English, it's called The Hidden Place of the Fairy. So that's what it translates from Gaelic to English, The Hidden Place of the Fairies.
Wow. Beautiful. Beautifully done. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Now let me just check a couple of things. We can't... I'm trying to organize so that I see who is left. I have a SoundCloud that I'm going to play next. Deb?
And if you refresh the topic, I made you a list of what was still left to go, so it would be easier for you.
Okay, because that's what I've been doing too. So I'm going to play the SoundCloud for Xylophone Blues. And I'm going to put the link in the room. Okay, here it is here. And I'm going to push the, we have somebody else on the, I don't know how long they've been there, I'm so sorry. Hello, 916, and who may I ask is calling? Welcome to our
blog talk.
Better.
Yay.
How are you?
I'm okay. So far.
Oh.
Hello there, my friend.
I'm glad that you're here.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Hatter.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You didn't put a poem link with it. You wrote first bulk metal on AP, but you didn't put
the message before that. The message before that?
Yeah, there's a
okay,
poem.
Okay, I see
it.
Okay, cool. All right. Thank you.
Okay. So right now I'm going to play I've forgotten what I'm doing. Xylophone Blues, Xylophonic Blues. I'm going to play his piece right now. And did I put it in the room?
Yeah, Stranded Beneath the Spanish Willow.
Okay, I see that there now. Okay, so I'll press play, and you guys can follow along. And this is Xylophonic Blues for Frank.
Un amor, scarf struck a sofa match. She exhales and sighs, a symphony of weightless cellos, robed in muddy morrows, adorned in faded fragrance of fortitude. The dearest moon of seamless yesterdays, kissing leaves, upward glance, she ignites her hair into passionate flames, fanned, perfumed eyelashes, matador's dress, an inferno of pulsating games. Cornflower liniments, a caress of crystalline down, mosaic colors staining the naked canvas, subdued pastels, the fragrance of a fresh hue, striations, brittle Bordeaux, groove works, crooked spirals, plume pampas, scope language and sound, morning, due collection of sequins, the moss spider's transient web, gravity's thought, so diaphaneously, shadows glide across the page and descend with such grace. The place where the storm becomes a refuge, nightfall becomes a sanctuary of staggering sight. Yesterday's blood-orange thunder cracks dark over the blue mountains, cool air mixes with the earth's heat. Liquid syllables upon a rain's fallen crest, glass crystals, petals befell, a geographic existence. She sees quietude. Stretches flickering, tongues from the circle of transparency upon ambiguous carousel. Her round dance, willow bells, flicker veins radiating axle in and out. Alchemy of words, dances, she sets her hair ablaze and whirls suddenly with visual canvas, optical art. Charcoal, moonless nights, vestments, bosom, feeding, planting, painting, writing, creating, gifting comfort, helping, renewing tranquility, silent syllables of recorded air, breathe and being, worlds conquered, unexplored roads transversed, eyes among the viewless gales, cobblestones of human thought, back bent, shoulders stooped, the ravages of time. Glacier, solitary line creeps into lakes, pinnacles and pyramids, wrinkles season scar. Among each field, rocks tumult in dark valleys, dark, down, forgotten, within the chasm of the veil, her botanic vows upon Harris's thrush, constellations map to my testimony, seasons, period of personal history, friends lost and found, vagabond years, days, moments, standing under the Spanish willow.
What did you think of that, Frank?
I have to take my hat off to him. He has a sensational way of just writing exquisite metaphors, or the way he structures them, his wordplay. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I wish I could write. I once had the patience as well to write somewhat like this to some certain extent, not completely, but I did have that spark of creativity back in those days to be able to envision so much and write so much and express so much and just let it exude in words of poetry. And I thought this poem here was a beautiful write, and I'm always enamored with the way he has the ability to structure his words. Sometimes people may misunderstand it because they're too abstract, but they definitely have an effort, a time, a grace, a dedication to this type of writing that's very much appreciated by me. And I was just very much, I love the way he just wrote this piece. And of course, the Spanish moss, I mean, the Spanish willow, I love willow trees, and just the thought of him saying, standing beneath the Spanish, just giving me the dedication here to this piece here, and encompassing the willow tree, I thought was very, very appreciative.
Beautiful. Okay, we have approximately, I'm going to say, I just have one more to check out before I can. So we have Crystal, and we have one by Laughing Soul. And Stephen,
yes,
actually.
On the board.
Yes, hello, Laughing Soul. And then there's one, there's some other poems that you've written that people would like for you to read, and one of them Stephen had submitted, and it's called The Night Crawlers.
Yes.
And everything else is done except for this one, Deb, I sent you a message. Okay, so what I'm going to do is, I don't know if Crystal's calling in or not, it's not saying that here, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put in one by Laughing Soul, the Texan stalwart, and I'll put that in the room now. And I'm assuming, Laughing Soul, you're on the board. I can see you're not calling in, so I'll get...
she's in India, so it's, I mean...
Okay.
It's understood.
So did you want to read that on her behalf, Frank? It's in the room there now.
I think it'd be better for a woman to read it.
Okay, I'll
read
it.
You can read it for me.
Okay, so here it goes, and this is a Spanish stalwart by Laughing Soul. Been here on All Poetry since a couple of months. Thought I'd pen a few rhymes and read a few new ones. But lo, I was ushered to this international cafe Latino run by a bard called Poetic Picasso. Yeah, a handsome. With an euphoric enigma, he is a charmer, my friend. Erotica, his genre, so coolly passioned, he blends. Cheers to you, Frank, for all you do here. A stalwart, a sweetheart, you are our musketeer, Laughing Soul.
That was a very endearing piece there. I thought that was beautiful. I have to say that I'm taken aback with this piece as well. This is just a wonderful remembrance of Chuck remembers a couple, you know, just a reference there how we met here on allpoetry.com and of course to the cafe. I thought this was just an exquisite write here. You know, it's a brevity, but it has a lot of weight. If always say it, you know, when they come to brevities, you know, this piece here is it's a very beautiful piece, and I appreciate that she took time to write this and to share this piece on my behalf even more. Thank you very much, Martin. So, if you listen to me, thank you, my dear.
Very nice. Okay, we're going to move along. And Stephen had put one in that he would like you to read, The Night Crawlers. So I'm going to put that in the room now. I may.
All right, this is a bit lengthy, but I'll go ahead and read.
Okay.
You want me to get it?
Yeah, I'm just putting you in the room for everybody.
All right. All right, so this
here.
This is a piece I wrote here for, I'm not sure if it was for, it was for Stephen's Poetic Slice of Life. It's called The Night Crawlers, and it goes like this. The piercing moonlight blue radiates through the oubliette. My shallow ears and sheer fright, dreams winding through my head. The spiders, all in tune, cross slowly from out their cracks and holes before the evening of the full moon, searching for the nocturnal prey. I sense them from below the moss as they emerge climbing up my walls from the recesses of a depth of terror when I am a hostage of my batonies. Silk, silky cobwebs all around, creepy and venomous spiders occupy the cold surface ground, and my heart beats so rapidly. An intense chill overcomes me when sweat falls down my face. The red crawlers come closer. I see them from the rear. From up and down they move with their pointed long fangs, but unshackled to my boom in the menace of eight legs. Then they climb onto my body, injuring my ears and my nose. I am helpless to stop the nightmare, so reality becomes reality. I scream, ow, as loud as I can to be heard. There will be another poor victim to the deadly game of life and death, which many never seem to get out. In the morning, the following day after, I will be discovered without my flesh and reduced to mere bones of my fate. The spiders crawl from out of my mouth.
I was wondering when we were going to hear that maniacal laugh.
Oh, I did
hear
that. I did the laugh when you were over there, when you were looking, when me and Wayne, when I was reading the phone.
Oh, you did. I
did the laugh.
Oh. Okay. That was, thank you, Stephen, for submitting that to be read. And let me see. We have still, I think there's just two more, Deb, if I'm not mistaken. Let me see. Crystal, I still don't know if she's calling in or not. And I have a question for you, Deb, with regard to another piece. And you read the perfume. Did you read that one, Frank?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did that one. I'm trying to think of what else is on. Looking at the board as well. Sky's piece, I don't know if. Oh, I did that
yes.
one already, Eye of Dragon. I think the only one left is Crystal's and Hatter. Hatter put up the Boogeyman.
Hatter put one up. And then there's another one. This is the one
there's
asking.
Oh, one here by, I'm trying to figure out who put that one for the I'm Just Another Dreamer.
Yes,
I think
that was
that's
the one.
I think, well, yeah, that's Crystal. Crystal actually put that up as well with her.
Okay. So, all right. Well, do you want me to read Crystal's for you?
No, feel free. Do you want me to do the Boogeyman first for Hatter? I know he was on.
Okay. Yep. Let's do that.
All right. Let's go ahead and do that. I can get done with the laughter here. I'm on a roll there. This is called The Boogeyman. I wrote this 8 years ago, and it goes like this. Children mutter rigmaroles in playgrounds, the tale of a ghoul who haunts and tear, haunted red image of the white, who rests those of naughty boys and girls, the grim reaper and the collector of bones, lurking under the stairs of the court of horror, of a shadowy fiend in a harbinger of death, the guy who frightened your sibling girls, peep through the crack and take a glimpse at the herring view that makes you shrill. And an image of blood running down his face, of a pile of the bones of children up before. Your eyes are spooked to the sheer awe, and your heart beats as a soul in the thrill of a being dressed in a black hooded cloak, puts the rotten bones into sacks evermore. You throttle your own fright as you stare, and choke at the fading breath of nowhere, becoming too gaunt as a forsaken wraith. You shiver amidst the haunting adoo. You realize that you're all alone and trapped, and your haunting adoo is not a nightmare, but you are a child in this horrid dread that the boogeyman is coming for you.
Wow. Okay. How are you commenting on that?
Oh, I thought it was, you asked me what I thought of the poem. It was just one of these pieces I wrote back 8 years ago, and I got onto I started writing some of these dark pieces there, and I wrote this one here, and this was actually structured. You can see it's in a rhyme. I did a lot of my rhymes, and my first 200 and something poems were all rhymes, really. So I got lazy, and I started writing free verse, and I'm stuck on it.
Well, this is really well done, and I wouldn't want it to be a bedtime story for any children, but it's really good. Very good.
Well, I can read it to you one of these nights.
Yes. All right, so I'm going to put a crystal's. Okay, let me see now. This is a crystal's poem, and I'm thinking that you're not able to call in, Crystal, so I'm going to read it for you, and it's called Daydreamer by Crystal Hope. It's in the room. Trees of many colors, from burnt orange to gold, so many words to be written, so many stories to be told. She drove past all these, mind already writing poems, gazing at the hues with the winds just a-blowing. She lives in a world of words rather than in reality. Oh, the world may be a bad place, but she sees the beauty. End poem.
Yeah. This is definitely, this was a piece inspired by my collab I did, which is on the, she actually posted the collab I did with Blossom Rider Eve, a friend of mine. We did a collab, which is, since this piece was inspired by the collab, if you want, we have time, I can read the collab as well. I thought this
was a
remarkable piece.
Okay, well, I'm just checking, Deb, maybe you could double check for me. I think we've covered all of the poetry that was submitted. Oops. Okay. Go ahead.
So let me see. You did do Laughing Soul. I didn't remember that one.
Yes.
Yes, I did that one.
And then you played Blue. Okay, we did Exophonic Blues. And there's Valeria. And Hatter's piece,
Valeria.
Are the last two.
Yeah, I think Stephen.
You just did Hatter's.
And do you want me
now,
to
do
the,
did you do the one
the piece
Stephen
of,
brought, Nightcrawlers?
Yes, I did that one. Do you want me to do the
okay,
one that Crystal was the one that Crystal was inspired, which was the collab I did with Blossom Rider that inspired this piece? She posted
yeah,
on
I
that.
Yeah, I don't have.
Do you want me to, we have.
I don't have authorization from that poet, so we can't
use
that.
Oh, that's true. Okay, I did forget about that. I'm sorry, I didn't realize that. All right.
Okay, so I think for all intents and purposes for poetry, we're done. But I did get a message for you from Rima, who tried to call in and was on hold for a short time, but was he had to hang up. So. He, let me see, what did he say for me to relay to you? He said it was, okay. Tell Frank I said he's much appreciated in peace. And then I told him to call back, but he's probably busy. But, Rima, thank you so much for trying to call in, and I did relay the message, and I love Rima, and he's wishing you well. So that was really nice of him to call in. And I don't think there are any poems left, but I do have, unless we want to cut it off early, are you working in the morning, Frank?
No, I've got time. It's only 9:38 where I'm at, 39.
Okay, because I did a little bit of a tiny bit of
research.
Your
collab, our collab. You forgot our collab there.
I'm thinking that we're going to have to postpone that, and I'll send you a little note after, and
okay.
Okay. And so what I did was I went because Spain, there, I'm just quickly checking. I've got done. Everything's done. Okay. So I wanted to honor you a little bit further, and I got some information with regard to Spain and a few pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you want to do that or if there's something else you would rather do.
I don't. Do you want me to read the Valeria, then we can do that? Or?
Whatever you'd like. Yes, you can do that.
I believe that's the only poem left that I think Stephen requested. So I'll do that one there. And we can go ahead and...
Frank, if you save that one, if you could maybe save that one to last, we can end the show with your maniacal laughter. That would be really
all right.
Cool.
Oh, all right. We can do that. I can do that. Go ahead, Lady A.
Well, I just thought it would be kind of fun to throw a few pictures up. But there was a few places that I looked up, like Granada in Spain. And
Granada.
Culturally rich Spanish city, which is home of the magnificent
Alhambra
Palace. Did I say that properly?
Yeah.
Almost.
H is always mute in Spanish. It would be La Alhambra.
Oh. Alhambra. Okay. It's nestled in the bottom of the Sierra Nevada mountains, and says it's one of the most beautiful cities in Spain, and is truly stunning examples of Moorish medieval architecture, which I thought was very interesting. I'd like to put.
I've actually been to that. I've been to that place.
What's that?
I've actually been there, Lady A.
Yeah, so I thought perhaps you were at some of these places because there were some. I have a whole bunch of pictures, but we don't really have time for that. But I just wanted to...
Send them to me afterwards. Send them to me, PM me, and send me those pics.
I was going to dazzle you with my very horrible Spanish, but...
no, go ahead.
There's a place called Valencia. How is it pronounced? Valencia.
Yes, Valencia.
Modern architecture. It's known as an awe-inspiring city of arts and sciences. So it has historical architecture, but it also is looking firmly towards the future for many of its building projects in more recent years. It's a lot of really interesting history about, and I'm just gonna say this because I want to get the little tidbits in, and then we'll do your poem. Then the beaches in Spain are absolutely beyond belief and gorgeous, gorgeous places. And there's one place in particular that I was intrigued by, and it's, now I'm just going to try this, the Playa del Silencio, one of the most beautiful beaches in Spain. And there are many very beautiful beaches in Spain, but it's in Asturias, a region in northwest Spain.
Asturias.
Yes.
Yeah, that's in the north side of Spain.
Yeah.
It's close to the Basque country.
But I should put this picture up because it's really quite stunning. And it's actually, Playa del Silencio is translated as the beach of silence because it's so peaceful. I'm going to post that in the room after. The other one was the Pyrenees mountain range. That was very interesting. And that forms the border between France and Spain, which I found intriguing as well.
Pyrenees. Yes. You're talking about there. That's Catalan. It's Catalan land over there with the Occitans as well. There is the Pyrenees are very classic in up there in northern Spain. The mountains are beautiful up there. Get a chance to go up there, Lady A, or Deb, if you get a chance to visit. There's a lot of beautiful scenery in Spain.
And then there's, and I'm just going to say it because I think I don't know if I'm going to say it right, but I'm going to say it anyways. Santiago de Compostela.
Compostela.
Yeah, so that's another city
That's in Galicia, the state of Galicia.
Medieval, yeah. And then I have to say this because I know how to say this in Spanish, okay? Because it's the modern Catalonia capital, which is one of the best places to visit in Spain, and that is Barcelona.
Oh, Barcelona. That's up there in the north east part of Spain. In Catalonia, they have their own language there as well.
Wow.
What's unique, I'll be very brief about Spain, is that most people don't realize that there's more languages that are than just Spanish, Castilian. There is the Galician language, the Catalan language, the Basque language, the Aragonese language, the Syrian language. There's several other languages that are spoken in Spain. They don't get the publicity that Spanish does or the Castilian, but you go to those local areas, you do hear, you will hear those languages there.
Wow.
I've actually got a piece there that's on Córdoba, which you actually heard me recite there, if we have time to recite
that.
Yeah,
go ahead and do it now if you like.
Okay, just bear with me. Let me go ahead and speak, continue while I post it on there.
Well, I just thought it was very fascinating to see the pictures of the area. I'm going to put this Playa del Silencio on to the board, and let me see. There we go. I thought it was stunning. This beach and this cliffs, it's just absolutely magnificent. So I'm putting it in the room right now. And
I got, this is a new phone I have about almost a month ago, and I don't have all the old photos I have, but if I had time as well, I would have put a lot of beautiful, beautiful areas of Spain as well.
I've seen this.
I saw it right now.
Yeah.
Crystalline waters there, Lady A. There's very, very few, places. I mean, places in Spain, the beaches over there, they do have this crystalline color. It's beautiful. And I can say that if you ever get a chance to go out there and see the beautiful aspects of nature of Spain, you know, and I include Portugal as well. We did spend time there, and they are neighbors. There is beauty in these areas there, in the Mediterranean parts as well. I mean, but this is a beautiful, 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 beautiful. It's Valencia on the coast area, Lady. I'm not sure if you know. It's on the coast,
yeah,
on the lower right-hand coast of Spain. So it is. It has this beautiful. Then there's Ibiza. That's not too far away, an island. Ibiza around there. You have other islands there, Mallorca, Menorca. So you do have a lot of beauty there. I know we're running out of time, and I think.
Yeah.
Do you want me to do my poem, or actually let's go ahead and do the.
Frank, just 1 second, okay? Because Roy KBMW just posted it. It says it's called A Spanish Voyage. I don't know if she's calling in. Are you calling in? I don't know. Perhaps you could read that, Frank. It's in the room.
All right. Most definitely. It'd be an honor. First of all, I want to thank you for writing. It is called Spanish Voyage, and it's by Roy KBMW. Spanish Voyage of White Francisco. The ship sailed for Brown Americano to the meteorite of International Cafe, where he serves guests the ephelic support among the history of poetic pages. The dark marks a pin for tribute, along snowflakes and warm tardesita. To the friends, loves poetic Picasso, beneath the shuttles of mighty writers, this inkling is a small river, that's a story of no playback. Pardon any of my dark grudges. Here you are shining with stars, ages later, shall lie on coffins afar. All the deaf fear the power of ink, blossom the life of such inkling. So they say you are immortal, then the stages of mighty words. The day shall mark your reign, the drops of your success platter. In times of joy and mourn, look beside and see the shuttles. The black ones are the lot of your life. The white says we are stranger. Be a rainbow of winter showers, for they stay as power. The snowflake glows like a sun, and the poet wrote on us turn. End of poem. Wow. Oh, this was just a... Wow. You know, this is going to make me feel a little bit nostalgic here. Because of what's going on with COVID, I'm limited to traveling back to Europe and so be it. And this has brought just the image of when I took the decision to come to America and come over here and live. I never thought that I would miss Spain so much, and I do. And this just brings this very painful memories of me at times when I do recall while I'm alone with you. I can't help but at times cry. And this is a very powerful piece. It's a very powerful piece, you know. I can't help but acknowledge that. I'm just lost of words.
Well, you are very well loved, that is for sure. And it's a beautiful tribute that you've had tonight. And Hatter saying, what about you? We read your poem, Hatter.
I've got the phone. We have time for the... Oh, go ahead. Is that Hatter? Go ahead, Hatter.
Hello? Gabe? This might be KBNW. Momo.
Yeah.
Momo?
Okay, great.
Momo. Yeah.
What little reader
so should I read for Frank?
Yes, of course.
Go ahead.
Okay.
So
this is called... you're most welcome. This is called Spanish Voyage. Spanish Voyage of White Francisco. The ship sails for Brown Americano to the meteorite of International Cafe, for he serves guest the Eiffelic support. Among the history of poetic pages, the day marks a pan for tribute, along snowflakes and warm third sita to the friends of poetic Picasso. Beneath the shadows of mighty writers, this inkling is a small river, for it's a story with no playback, burden any of my dark grudges. Here you are shining with stars, ages later shall lie on coffins afar, for the death fear the power of ink, blossom the life with such inkling. So they say you are immortal within the stages of mighty wars, the day shall mark your reign, the drops of your success splatter. In times of joy and mourn, look beside and see the shadows. The black ones are the love of your life. The white says, we are stranger. Be a rainbow of winter showers, for thy stay as a power. The snowflake glows like a sun, and the poet broke on last turn. End poem.
You're going to make me cry there. This is a very powerful piece. As I was saying before, I said to Lady A, you make me think of memories of Spain that really do make me cry, because it's a long story, but it's a voyage, you know, being away from it, it does make me sad. But I take comfort in knowing that I have people, all of you, who do remember me. I'm honored with this tribute tonight. And Momo, if I can call you Momo.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you for calling in. I'm very humbled by this. You know, most people don't realize that I write a lot of poems that perhaps catch eyes of people, you know, good or bad. But that's all writing. You know, for me, to know me, you really have to hear me. You really have to know my humbleness. And when you do, you actually know that deep down I am a humble man. And this piece here makes me even more that, a humble man. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you so much for calling. makes a big difference, and
yeah.
And appreciate that so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking time.
Is it Deb or Lady A?
This is Lady A speaking.
We're both here.
Okay. Thank you, Lady A.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mama.
It was really awesome to get to hear you. This is Deb.
Thank you.
And don't we have Hatter's poem due as well?
Frank read it, yes. Did he? Hatter want to read it himself? We didn't.
He can read it if he wants, my friend. He wants to read it. Go ahead and read it.
Oh, I must have missed it altogether. I didn't know anybody read it.
Yeah, it was read. I think Hatter dropped anyways, didn't he? Yeah.
No, he's still here.
Right there. Hatter.
He wants to read a piece.
I'm muted. I was thinking how rude you guys are for ignoring me.
Oh, my friend. I'm so sorry. I want to know. It wasn't my intention at all, my friend.
No, Frank read it, but you can if you'd like to read it, you can. I mean, I don't know what happened there, why we
go
did
ahead,
that, but
friend. Hatter, can you hear me?
Hatter. Now the call did drop. He's got a new headset. He's having some issues with it. So I guess, like, sometimes the studio's been cutting us off at showtime. Oh, wait a minute. Here's Hatter again. Let me get him back in. But I think
yeah,
we have
that was
Hatter.
Weird.
Did you want to read that poem, Hatter?
Oh, no. I wanted to hear Frank. I'll catch it on the archive.
If you want, I can read it for you.
How did you miss him reading it? I missed him reading it, too. That's why I was confused.
I had to take care of stuff because I wasn't paying attention.
I have it here. Do you want me to end the show with this poem? Yeah, I can read it again if you want.
Yeah, do that one for Hatter instead, because you've got the read one for me already. And we'll close the show out with the Boogeyman. That works.
All right. Perfect for me. This is called The Boogeyman, Hatter. I wrote this 8 years ago, and it goes like this. Children mutter rigmaroles in playgrounds of a tale of a ghoul who haunts and tears, and born to dread the image of the white, who lassos of naughty boys and girls. The grim reaper and the collector bones lurking under the stairs of a corridor, a whore, as a shadowy fiend in a harbinger of death, with a guise to frighten your sidious curls. Peep through the crack and take a glimpse at the herring view that makes you shrill, at an image of blood running down his face with the power of the bones of two but not before. Your eyes are spooked through sheer awe, and your heart beats at the soul in the thrill of the being dressed in a black-footed cloak puts the rotten bones into sacks evermore. You throttle your own fright as you stare. You choke in the fading breath of nowhere. Becoming too gaunt as a forsaken wraith, you shiver, abyss, the haunted abyss. You realize that you're all alone and trapped. Your haunted abyss is not a nightmare, because you are a child of this horrid dread. With the boogeyman is coming for you.
So we had, that was great, Frank, and I'm just going to say thank you, and then you can say the last words before we close out the show. I would like to say thank you so much, Deb, and Hatter, and Wayne, and Becky, and Momo, and I lost my list of people, Stephen and Kay, and
Laughing Soul, Keela.
Laughing Soul, and Crystal, And I'm very sorry if I've missed anybody, but everybody that took part in this, Budo, if I'm forgetting anybody.
Becky,
AP.
AP.
Yeah, Becky and AP. I've lost my list. It's disappeared off the thing. But everybody that took part in this tribute to Frank tonight, I'm thank you all for coming and sharing your poetry and his poetry and celebrating him. And Frank, thank you for being you. And would you like to have anything else to say before the... Deb, did you want to say something?
And Lady A, I did. I wanted to say you did a brilliant job hosting. And Frank, I hope you're feeling special.
Much.
So I am always with all of you, my friends. Just half, I want to say something before I go.
Yes.
Adam? Or did you want to say something, Adam?
Yes.
Oh.
Go ahead, my friend.
He just asked if you want to say something, Adam.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Frank, I mean, I enjoy you calling to the show as you class the place up a bit. I learn something from you every time. Because I'm always looking how you write, and yeah, I wish I had the reading voice like yours.
Well, I appreciate that, my friend. There's times out of where I wake up when I'm tired of listening to my own voice. I almost want someone to replace me at times. I be real. I am real there. There are times where I just wish I could change my own voice and just hide at times, but. This is the voice that came out of all those years of doing theater. But I do appreciate that, my friends. And I'll say my last words here. I want to thank all of you who's listening, who participated, and you three who are listening, who stood the show with me. And I'm thankful forever in gratitude to all of you. Much love and respect. And I never forget those who I was dear to me. You know, I may not be, even though I may not be there all the times, I'm with you in spirit, kindred spirit, and my support is always there. You know, I'm going through a time period now in my life where I have to really think now. I've got a lot of decisions as well to make. Even when I'm in my moments of despair or when I need to just get away, you allow me to escape the world of my drudgery, the world of all of that, of which I despise, but is my reality, and to be able to share poetry, conversation, love, respect with all of you. Thank you.
Oh, well said. Lovely. And Deborah, would you like to say closing remarks?
Just that it was a fun show, and like I said, you did a fantastic job squeezing all that poetry, and we're only like 1 minute over. That's fabulous. And Frank, it was a joy to get to listen to you read all night long, and to have everybody call and make sure you know that everyone finds you to be a very special person and enjoys listening to you read. And I don't know what's happening tomorrow, so whether there'll be a show or it'll be postponed till next week, so just check the topic boards in the morning. Other than that, love and respect, everyone.
Love and respect,
so
and
sweet
thanks so
for
much
me.
For everything.
I hope sweet gets
great.
Better. And Hatter, I'm glad you're doing, I hope you're doing better as well, Hatter.
He dropped.
Yeah.
All right, my friends.
All right, thank
you
so much, and congratulations on a beautiful evening.
Thank you so much, and congratulations, Frank.
Thank you, Momo.
Thank you for calling,
Momo. I'll never forget this night.
Thank you, Deb.
Forget this night, my friends. Thank you very much. With much love.
Good night, everyone. Thank you so much.
Good night.
Congratulations, Frank.
I'm taking Deb's line, with love and respect. Take care.
Love and respect.
Right.
Francisco
Javier Rodriguez. There you go. Thank you for saying
good night,
name.
Everyone. Thank you so much for the wonderful evening. Good night.